This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's time for morning devotions. I hope that you're well today. If you joined me yesterday morning, I was talking about Jesus and children and how the extraordinary situation arose where the children loved to come to Jesus and the disciples, we read in Mark 10, just kind of wanted to push them away. Thought that they were wasting the time of Jesus, but Jesus was actually quite indignant. As I said, he was angry and sad. And he said, look, they matter to me. It's highly significant, of course, because it tells us that the children were made for God. That's what he's saying. He said that I and the children are made for each other. There seems to be every indication in the Bible that the children loved Jesus immediately. They wanted to come to him. And of course, the people, the adults, so many of them were trying to get in their way. I think we need to lead our children to Christ, you know, since we have often only a few years to do it. We really need to give our best efforts to that as parents and grandparents. For example, statistics show that about 83% of people who come to faith in Christ do so before the age of 18. That's quite significant, isn't it? So that means that the older we get without becoming a Christian, the less likely we're to do so. It was James Dobson who said that we must make the salvation of our children our number one priority. Nothing else is more important. Jesus there in that day said, look, I don't want the children hindered. You know, the adults are often those that stand in the way. So he gives us a warning. In fact, there's another warning in Matthew 18, quite a strong one, where Jesus said, whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But he said, if anyone, that's anyone of these little ones, causes one of those little ones who believe in me to sin, he said it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. How terrible it would be, you know, if we as fathers or mothers became a stumbling block for our children in finding Jesus Christ. In fact, it says in Ephesians, to fathers, you know, don't exasperate your children. Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So certainly, we need to do our best. It was D.L. Moody, the great evangelist from centuries ago, who returned from a church meeting, and he said that there were 2.5 conversions to Jesus Christ. And someone said, oh, you mean 2 adults and 1 child? And Moody said, no, I mean 2 children and 1 adult. The children gave their whole lives to Christ. The adult only had half to give. I think we can learn from the children. You know, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So we need to become like a child. What does that mean? We're told not to hinder them. Children are valued for who they are. Now, Jesus didn't say, don't hinder them because to these belong the kingdom. He said, don't stop them because to such as these belong the kingdom. In other words, we need to stop and say, why did God decide that there should be children? Have you ever asked why God designed the world so that the human race multiplies by having babies? And I guess, you know, they grow. Why didn't God design people that we could multiply quickly? Why did God decide this? Well, children are precious in their own right, and they stand for something bigger than themselves. So God accepts them. It's God's grace. We're told in the Bible, you know, that we need to be careful in these things. In fact, you know, the word children appears 482 times in the Bible. And the vast majority of these references don't refer to people under the age of 12, but people who are in a relationship with God. Spiritual maturity is described as being like a child. We need to understand that God sees us as his children. So I think we need to just take it further and say, well, just as Jesus took the children in his arms, he put his hands on them, he blessed them. So Jesus went beyond what was asked of them. He bent down, he actually picked these kids up. So he was a hands-on ministry. He touched them, he engaged with them. Of course, as parents, how important it is that we have that relationship. Children were highly valued by Jesus. He blessed them. And Jesus would have said, no matter what happens, remember that I'm with you. Children, even to the end of the age. How wonderful it is that Jesus demonstrated his love for children. Thank you, dear God, that there is that grace and that growth as we extend our love to children. May that be so for us each. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.